This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop.
America is an increasingly crowded country with 325 million people concentrating more and more into a few major cities, despite that, or maybe because of it. America is also becoming a lonelier country. People have fewer friends, fewer confidants, and feel less connected to their communities. And that's having a big effect on the nation. Vivek Murthy is a former Surgeon General of the United States, and Tucker recently spoke to him.
Not making an argument against psychiatric medication, obviously, but it's hard not to notice that the incidence of Americans, the number of Americans on psychiatric medication is rising. But so is the suicide rate. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that antidepressants have a role. They have a place when it comes to addressing depression. And there are a lot of folks who have benefited from them. But there's a big but here, which is that I think that we have been, over time, probably over-prescribing these medicines and not looking carefully for alternatives and for other ways to address people's depression, not really looking deeply at the causes of what's driving the
depression.
Well,
that's it right there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you'd think when the suicide rate spikes, and it has, measurably, that we would have a national conversation about why. What do you think the cause is?
Well, I don't think there's one single cause, but I think there's one particular cause that's contributing to depression that I don't think we talk about enough, and that is social disconnection, that is loneliness. And when I began my tenure as Surgeon General, if you had told me that I would be thinking about and talking about loneliness as much as I have, I would have told you you're absolutely wrong. But I was really educated by people all across America who I met during my travels while in office. And what I came to see through their stories and examples was that many of them were struggling with isolation and loneliness. They didn't always say that at the beginning of the conversation, but it became very clear that that was a part of their experience and their story, and that it was contributing, in fact, to anxiety and to depression in their lives. When I delved more deeply into the science around loneliness, what became very clear is that loneliness is not just a bad feeling that we may have from time to time, but when it's experienced for long periods of time, it can increase our risk for heart disease, for dementia, for anxiety and depression, and it's associated with a shortening of our lifespan. So it turns out that people who are struggling with chronic loneliness not only live shorter lives, but the mortality impact is as great as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Well, sure, and there's no pleasure in it, of course. I mean, it's a living hell being lonely. So what will you prescribe to someone who's lonely? How do you fix that?
Well, the first thing that's important to address with someone who's struggling with loneliness is getting them to talk about it, to recognize that because you are lonely, it does not mean that you are broken or somehow fundamentally flawed.
Do you suspect that technology is making us lonelier?
I think that technology is a tool that can be used to both address loneliness and that can also increase loneliness. What makes a difference is how you use technology. And I think the way that we are using technology right now, I worry, is actually increasing our loneliness. And it's doing so in a couple of ways. One, when you look at social media and you look at the data that's increasingly coming out on social media usage and its impact on the mental health of people, you see that increased social media usage is often associated with increased feelings of anxiety and depression. And what has happened, unfortunately, with social media is that many people have substituted their online relationships for their offline in-person relationships. But there's another way in which technology is playing a role here, which is that all of us now walk around, or nearly all of us walk around with phones, with smartphones, to give us immediate access to email, to text messaging. Now, that can be incredibly convenient. I have a smartphone, and I use it, and it's very, very helpful. But that phone and our devices can also creep into other parts of our lives.
Yeah.
They can come to the dinner table with us and impact the quality of the conversations we have with our family. They can show up on the table at a restaurant when we're trying to catch up with a friend and instead end up being distracted by the messages that are popping up on our screen. So we have found that our phones and work more broadly has crept into our evenings, weekends, and vacation time, and that has actually taken away from our time with family and with close friends.
Well, this is, what, is it Palindine Day? Palindone? Palindrome. Palindrome Day, right? Brad,
yeah,
is that
palindrome. Yeah.
This is palindrome day. And I'm going to go figure it out because it's 8-10-18. So it goes frontward or backwards, right? Is that what you tell me?
That's right.
We're figuring it out. Stay with us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Producer Brad is, you know, gave us the word for the day. Palindrome. Am I saying that? Palindrome day.
Palindrome, yeah.
Palindrome. Yeah, that's a word, a phrase, a number, other sequences, symbols, or elements whose meaning may be interpreted the same way in either forward or reverse direction. I mean, of course, Brad goes deep on this. I mean, they gave us some simple, you know, examples like a butt tuba, you know, because it goes frontwards or backwards. And, of course, today is palindrome day because it is 8-10-18. So forwards or backwards, it still gives you 8-10-18, right? Language like a dog, a panic is a pagoda. A lad named E. Mandela. Man, a plan, a canal, a Panama. Of course, Brad's best. I love Brad's. Go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna. Go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna. So either way.
I'm a lasagna hog.
Oh, I'm a lasagna. I forget the hog. That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, you gotta, you know, because that demonstrates that you are a lasagna hog if you go hang a salami. So go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog. So that's all this palindrome stuff. So now you can, huh? So you can go and, you know, figure that out and, you know, and act like you know something today. Why not, huh? We're going to be talking with Herb London. He is scheduled, and we're trying to track him down right now. Herb is always... we always appreciate his brilliance. He's the president of the London Center for Policy Research and the author of the book, Leading from Behind the Obama Doctrine, the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Going to be reporting on what's going on in Israel right now. 19 injured in a rocket barrage. We got sirens blasting. The IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, says war is approaching. Israel and Hamas are on the verge of war. More than 150 rockets are raining down on the Holy Land overnight. Boy, I'll tell you, a lot of stuff going right there in the Gaza. And IAF, the Israeli Air Force, levels Hamas security headquarters after Beersheba hit. This according to the Jerusalem Post. Just some of the headlines here. IDF says war in Gaza approaching. Communities near Strip could be evacuated, according to the Times of Israel. And also, they're reporting Israeli envoys call on UN to condemn Hamas over the Gaza rocket fire. Nikki Haley yesterday was in Venezuela getting, you know, up close and personal with what is happening there. I mean, they're on the border. I mean, it's just an absolute disaster for the poor people there. I mean, you can't even imagine what has happened with their economy. I mean, it's like what, over 1,000% inflation? I mean, it's just off the charts. You know, people are starving, medicine, you know, as you can imagine, I mean, the basic needs of humanity there are so compromised. And, you know, we talk about Venezuela, what a wealthy nation it was not that long ago. I mean, well, actually, their wealth is still there. It's all tied up in oil, but it's all being controlled, you know, by the government. And sadly, the people, the everyman of Venezuela is suffering direly, and they are exiting stage left as much as possible. Some are trying to hang in there, and at grave expense. I mean, they're paying a big price there. So a lot of pain and a lot of reason to pray for the Venezuelans. You know, and here we are. I mean, we're discussing Venezuela sometimes in relationship to the socialist movement here in America, and how people try to justify it, and you often hear that comment. What are we, you know, are we Venezuela? Is this what's going on? Is this what people want to turn this country into? You know, this is the thing that Dinesh D'Souza brought out in his movie, Death of a Nation, which is the antithesis, if you remember, of Birth of a Nation. A movie that is even brought out in his movie that talked about how the Birth of a Nation was played in the White House, and it was very extreme. I mean, you wouldn't play that today. I mean, you might watch it just for to get some historic perspective as to what's going on and what gave rise to the Ku Klux Klan and other, you know, very aggressive white supremacist groups. You might say Death of a Nation, you know, helped promote that. And so in contrast, we have Birth of a Nation, which is a reminder of, you know, what happened, you know, with America. How did it come about? How did this great experiment come about? You know, you think you know, but sadly today, so much of our history is being rewritten at a grave expense, and the expense is at the expense of our the next generation and those that are being exposed to it today, and, you know, professors and teachers. Not, and I mean to make a broad stroke on this, but certainly there are some that are responsible in a growing number that participate in this rewrite of American history, and they need to be called out for it because it is absolutely critical. And this is what upsets me about our current mainstream media, because they've avoided, maybe avoid is not the right word, maybe abandon, their reason to exist. Their reason to exist is to document history. It is so important that they do their job, stay in their lane, for the sake of the everyman, for the sake of the next generations come down to make sure that what we're documenting here is right. It's not opinion. We're so long on opinion right now in this free speech world, that says, hey, I can say whatever I want, forget about civility, forget about, you know, any kind of responsibility for what we're saying. We're just going to lay it out there. And again, what is the cost that we're paying for this? I'm a free speech advocate. I believe in that. Sometimes there is speech, yes, that is bothersome and grates me, but I defend everybody's right to, you know, to free speech. My hope is that we would be more decent about the speech in which, you know, we exercise. Certainly, you know, we are human beings, and we get loose with things, and we say things irresponsibly, and you know, that's part of our human failing. But at some point, you know, it's like we have to judge the situation. Have we gone too far? I mean, when you have situations where comedians can't laugh anymore, you know, we don't want to hear from comedians, and we just, you know, they're far and few between. They don't want to go to college campuses anymore because they're afraid of, you know, being booed off stage and all. I mean, it's tough enough anyway to be in a, you know, you talk about an insecure position to be a comedian. I mean, you're kind of hanging yourself out there. You want to be loved and appreciated and liked, and you go out, next thing you know, people are throwing tomatoes at you. I mean, and you're only hoping that we would be back in the days of vaudeville where their hook would come out and take you off and, you know, take you out of your suffering there. This is how bad it's gotten, because we just can't, I don't know, you know, as we were saying earlier, as Tucker was reporting about loneliness in this country, and we've touched on this, you know, from time to time as well, with the millions of people that we're surrounded by, with all this technology, we are a rather lonely society, and with that brings a lot of a lot of dangerous consequences that in some cases are very lethal. This is Bill Martinez. We're looking for Herb, I guess. So hopefully we can catch him up on this next segment. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProCure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProCure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProCure dealer or ProCureUSA.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Yeah.
like is fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. I am Bill Martinez, and well, I'll tell you, a lot of talk and increasing conversation now about healthcare. In fact, with some controversy or at least concern that a blue wave may happen, some of the health companies, health organizations are starting to ramp up on some single-payer issues because they believe that if the Democrats are able to take over the House, then, you know, single-payer comes back into focus, especially in light of, you know, some of the lefty conversation that's been taking place. But because of this and this uncertainty, you need to be aware of our new sponsor, Liberty HealthShare. Now, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution to your health care concerns, and that is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people, Christians particularly, who work together to pay for their medical costs. Now, you choose your doctor and hospital. Now, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the kids, okay? You're covered. So for more information, give them a call, 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Of course, they are linked on our website at billmartinezlive.com as well. So make sure you tell them that we sent you their way. So check it out. And it makes a lot of sense, you know, for us to be proactive, responsible. You've heard me say this time and again regarding our health care, that we not look to the government and rely on it. Obamacare, unfortunately, turned this thing all upside down. And as we expected, it's bogged down, you know, in our legislature, and it's going to take more time before something is settled there. But regardless, while they do that, hey, we still have health needs, right? So check them out. I think it's a exceptional alternative for you to consider here. A lot of conversation about whether or not Donald Trump should meet with Mueller. Of course, you hear all the experts, don't you dare, it's a trap. You know, and of course, the president, you know, was such that, you know, again, you got to think about this guy. When you're this big a business guy, he's been in a lot of altercations with the legal field and with attorneys of all sorts and colors. Okay. And I'm sure he would love to have a conversation with Bob Mueller over this Russia deal. More than anything else is just to kind of like, let's just close the deal. Let's get it over with. You know, the people are tired. We're spending $1 million a month, roughly, plus on this, you know, as he describes it, a witch hunt. And you got to know, like even Trey Gowdy said, if there was something there, you know, Adam Schiff in front of the camera, he'd be doing infomercials on this deal. But it's not happening. But anyway, listen to what Alan Dershowitz had to say on Tucker last night. Why Mueller-Trump interview won't happen.
President Trump's legal team is feuding with the Mueller investigation over the terms of a possible interview with the president. Last night on Hannity, Rudy Giuliani said the aggressiveness of the Mueller team would backfire on them.
Where's the sense of justice on the part of Mueller, on the part of the Justice Department? People who hate Trump were put into primary positions of power. That has completely tainted this investigation. The real story here is not that this case isn't going to fizzle. It's going to blow up on them.
Alan Dershowitz is a retired Harvard Law School professor and the author of The Case Against Impeaching Trump. And he joins us. Professor, is this interview with the president going to happen, and should it happen?
It won't happen. I think what's going to happen is Giuliani will make Mueller an offer he can't accept, to paraphrase The Godfather. And that way, Trump will be able to say, look, I wanted to testify, but it was Mueller who turned down a reasonable request by our attorney. Look, no lawyer would ever allow a client to testify under these circumstances. All they have to do is ask him one question. Did you know about the meeting in the Trump Tower with your son? If he answers that question truthfully, that that he didn't know if that, in fact, is the truth, he could still be charged with perjury, lying to a government official, because we have Michael Cohen, who says he did know. And you never allow your client to say something that could be contradicted by another witness, because the prosecution can choose to believe that other witness.
If you had President Trump as a client, though, he's a very gregarious guy who is quite happy to sit down and talk and chit-chat to anybody, and thinks that as long as he's just like straightforward and says what he thinks, everything will be fine. Often from a lawyer's point of view, that's the worst kind of client to have, isn't it?
Yes, and I would certainly, I'm not his lawyer, obviously, but I would advise him to speak to the public on television, say what he wants to say, write his tweets, although I don't think he helps himself by some of his tweets, but under no circumstances put yourself in a position where you can be charged with perjury or lying to a federal official. And if he doesn't believe me, he should make two phone calls, one to Martha Stewart,
right,
who went to jail because of what she said to prosecutors, and the other to Bill Clinton, who was impeached because of what he said in a an interview under oath.
Yeah.
And so I think every responsible lawyer would say to him, you should not either testify or be interviewed. Look, I once gave advice on television. I said, I have four pieces of advice. Don't fire, don't pardon, don't tweet, and don't testify.
I want to ask you about Rudy's other point, which is the hyper-partisan nature of what's been happening. And with reference to this Bruce Orr guy in the Justice Department and his 60 contacts, at least, with Christopher Steele, the MI6 agent who was basically the dirty tricks operative for the Democrat Party. You know as well as I do that impartiality is the essence of justice. A county court judge can't have a bunch of communications with the plaintiff and not with the defendant. That's a big no-no. How come Bruce Orr at the Department of Justice doesn't know you can't talk to one political party continuously through the height of a campaign?
Of course, there's a difference between a judge and a prosecutor. Prosecutors are allowed to talk to people. Also, I don't believe that Mueller and his team care about whether the Democrats win or the Republicans win. They're not partisan in that sense. I think they are zealous, some would say overzealous prosecutors, because he's special counsel, he has a target on the back of the president and others. If this case were handled by ordinary U.S. attorneys and they came back after a year or 2 years without indicting anybody, it wouldn't be a story. Nobody would know. Mm-hmm. But when a special counsel is given a target and he fails to indict, he's been a failure.
Yeah,
and that's why I'm so strongly opposed to special counsel, except in the most extraordinary circumstances, which weren't met in this case.
You're absolutely right about that, Professor, in terms of the special counsel's office. I hope we get rid of them. Thanks a lot.
That's Professor Dershowitz and his opinion on this whole Mueller probe. I mean, after all the money that's being spent, exactly right. It's like it's like going to the IRS, going to the IRS and being audited. I mean, this is what they do. You know, they audit, and this is how they score points. I mean, you know, as they come up with some of these goofy rulings, and I've been in a couple where you go, well, how do you come up with this? I mean, you know, here's what it says, and you know, the book says this is the way it's supposed to be done. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, but, you know, that's what they do. That's what auditors do. The same thing, you know, prosecutors. They got to prosecute something. And for all this money and hoopla, I just feel for this whole mess, because if he doesn't come up with something, you know, here it is. We've got all this money that's been wasted. And, you know, and it's like you're wondering, you're going, and this is what I hear all the time from people. They go, why are they going after Trump? I mean, obviously, the collusion took place, you know, with the Hillary Clinton campaign. They're the ones that talk to foreigners. I mean, they're the ones that got this opposition research. And now we're making this big deal about Donald Jr. and Trump Tower meeting with this Russian operative. I mean, it just goes on and on. And meanwhile, we have to skip over some obvious things here. Kind of amazing, don't you think? Well, you know, I guess it gives us something to talk about. 29 minutes after the top of the hour. Rachel Bovard coming up next. Stay with us.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orbach test. 5W30 is great.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The NFL preseason kicked off last night, and so did continued protests by players during the national anthem. Before their game against Tampa Bay, Miami Dolphin wide receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson knelt during the anthem. A teammate, Robert Quinn, raised his fist, and at least 2 Philadelphia Eagles players raised their fists. 10 New York Giants players kneeled in the end zone before the anthem was played. It comes as the league is still trying to negotiate a final policy with the Players Association for how to behave during the anthem. One owner made it clear to his players,
"Our policy is that you stand at the anthem, toe on the line."
And none of Jerry Jones' Cowboys did stage any protests during last night's game. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You heard about the recent tragic officer-involved shootings where officers fatally shot an innocent bystander and in another where a hostage was killed? This is no criticism of law enforcement. I'm telling you this because these are trained professionals. They train for these scenarios thoroughly, and yet there were tragic outcomes. So what does this say for the rest of us who go shooting maybe once a month at best? Don't risk being underprepared, undertrained, and spending the rest of your life replaying that moment. Instead, practice frequently with iTarget Pro. Revolutionizing home firearm training, iTarget Pro uses your actual gun so you can become proficient with the firearm you use in real life. Utilizing your smartphone, their proprietary app uses a laser in place of the bullet and will detect exactly where your shots are landing. And right now you can save 10% with the offer code WAR when you purchase the iTarget Pro system. Save money, time, and take your skill to the next level, safely and effectively. That's the letter I, iTargetPro.com, offer code WAR, iTargetPro.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, what did you think about the proposed additional branch to our military, U.S. Space Force, huh? Can the U.S. Space Force be with you? Well, we're going to be talking about that a little bit later on as well. Rachel Bovard, as promised, is with us, Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Let's talk immigration. You're saying the GOP wants to punt on immigration until after the midterms, but it is that, you know, you can call it gift or non-gift, but it's that one thing is just not going away. I mean, voters still want to talk about it, don't they?
They absolutely do, and all the polling shows this. In fact, in Gallup's single issue poll, immigration came in July as the biggest single issue chosen by voters ever in Gallup's history. People are paying attention, and, you know, they have reason to. The president's tweeting about it. It's a signature issue for him. And, you know, Republicans have been punting on this issue all year, and they have an opportunity to address it in the Department of Homeland Security spending bill in September, and they are really trying hard to avoid that issue and deal with it after the election, probably because there's some bad policy in the bill right now, and also they don't want to have these fights that the American people want to see, actually. So it's just a dissonance between what the voters want and what Congress wants, which is not unusual.
Well, as far as the voters are concerned, Rachel, you know, the Republicans are saying, but look at the economy. We're doing so much better. We've got all these great things to talk about. is it because maybe the economy is doing better that they go, I'm not worrying so much about the economy right now. You're doing great. I'm moving off. I want to take care of this other thing that's been nagging the heck out of us. You know, the problem with the border. We're going to do the wall, not do the wall. We've got people here illegally, you know, killing citizens. Because the economy is doing so much better, maybe they're able to feel like they need to focus on immigration. Do you think that's part of it?
Definitely is. I think if the economy wasn't doing so well, you know, because of tax reform, because of President Trump's policies, there would be a lot more to talk about. That would be a much more pressing issue. But I think it also has to do with the fact that, you know, this is something Republicans have promised voters that they were going to deal with, not just this time, but they've been promising it for years. And this is one of those things they said, hey, give us the House, give us the Senate, give us the White House, we'll get this done. And 2 years later, we're still waiting. So I do think there's a little bit of impatience on behalf of the electorate that saying, look, we're really concerned. This is an issue that drives a lot of people to the polls. They were expecting a lot more action than they've received. And so I do think it's a little bit of impatience.
Are Democrats culpable here at all?
Are definitely culpable.
Well, I mean, just in terms of, you know, are the voters able to see what is going on here in terms of the resistance? And because let's face it, I mean, if anything's been bipartisan, it's the immigration problem. You know, both have contributed to the immigration issue. One party has said they're going to solve it, and to your point, and I think to the voters' point as well, is they're saying, hey, look at, put your money where your mouth is.
I do think Republicans have done a poor job of highlighting the hurdles that Democrats are throwing up on this issue in particular, especially when it comes to the families at the border. Obviously that issue blew up a couple of months ago. Republicans in the Senate created a bill that would have ended family separation at the border by keeping families together, still prosecuting people who cross illegally, but putting more judges at the border to make that process go faster. So it would have kept those families together. Democrats, to a person, are blocking that bill in the Senate. So you have them saying, oh, this is horrible, this is akin to Nazi concentration camps, all this stuff, but then they're blocking the solution to actually solve the problem. And I think Republicans have done a poor job of highlighting the obstruction on that issue, which I think is blatantly political and hypocritical, and I think would be another reason, I think, to have this fight now is just that these fights are clarifying, right?
Exactly.
You easily see where Republicans and Democrats stand on it.
Exactly. And I think maybe voters are looking for the Republicans to fall on their sword a bit on this because, as you say, they really have not, driven this as hard as they could have. And understanding, I mean, some of them, you know, want to complain, well, the mainstream media is not bad. Well, of course, the mainstream media has never backed the GOP, so don't expect them to, especially with this administration when you get 90%. I mean, you really got to go out of here. Get out of your way to come up with these kind of ratios. You know, 90% of the news that they report is negative. I'm talking about the mainstream media specifically, you know, towards this administration. But meanwhile, you got to be about the people's business and got to be willing to put your all into it. Do you not?
No, I think that's right. Look, this is what the Republicans came to Congress to do. They had several big promises. One was Obamacare repeal. Second was immigration. The third was tax reform. They've done one of those things. Mm-hmm. And it was a big one. Don't get me wrong. It's great. But
yes,
I think that voters are also not being able to understand why the rest of it hasn't been done, particularly when they have two houses of Congress and the presidency, and a president that's willing to sign basically anything on this issue. So I think there's a lot of impatience on this.
Well, you're exactly right, Rachel. I mean, to that point, and that's what we've been saying as well, is that, look at would Hillary be signing this deal? I mean, if she was president, I mean, you've got a president that is there with the pen to the ready to sign this thing and do something about it. But, you know, is this just so big a problem? Is it just so comprehensive that they, we're fooling ourselves to think that they can really address this issue?
You know, I think they can address this issue. It's a matter of will and it's a matter of courage, honestly. I think the Republicans are so scared of the issue and that they don't want to even deal with it before the election because they don't want to be judged on how they handle it, despite the fact that this is an issue they've asked to be judged on, right? They said,
yes, right.
Send us to Congress and we will do it, but now they're too scared to do it. And, I think it's unfortunate. It's an unfortunate fact of our politics is that people don't want to take on these tough issues and stand behind the promises they made. And when it comes down to it, it's not even more complicated than that. It's simply a matter of will at this point. They have all the tools they need, majorities everywhere, and it will be hard. hard and it will be difficult, and that's just a matter of the issue. But the simple thing they're missing is the will.
Right. Well, in your column, you address, speaking of will, is, you know, Mitch McConnell, you know, where's the leadership on this?
And I think that's a significant question for a lot of Senate Republicans on not just this issue, but a number of issues, you know, particularly when it comes to these spending bills. McConnell's not even letting conservatives have amendments. He's saying, oh, all of these conservative policies are poison pills. We can't consider them because then Democrats won't support us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think a lot of people are feeling frustrated. You're seeing a Senate that doesn't work. You're seeing a Senate that works 2.5 days a week. They're trumpeting their work in August, yet they have yet to be in session. They're coming in session next week for a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think a lot of people feel frustrated with that. They didn't come to Washington to twiddle their thumbs. They came to Washington to do things, and it's their leadership in many cases that's standing in the way.
Now, Rachel, you also draw reference to pollster John McLaughlin. I mean, to me, this is a big uh-oh. I mean, if they can't see what's going on here, and that is the base, you know, the Trump voters who, you know, were willing to even, you know, be willing to identify with the GOP or taking a step back and saying, you know, because this has fallen so short that they're backing out of this deal. What's this telling us?
Yeah, this is hugely significant. And so John McLaughlin looked at what he calls the Trump voter. And they're distinct from Republicans and Democrats. These are people who don't identify as Republicans but came out to support Trump. And this is the Trump coalition that sent him into office and sent a lot of Republicans in office. These folks are not showing up in the midterms. McLaughlin went through almost all of the special elections this year and demonstrated that they are not coming to the polls. And that has significant ramifications for the midterms because a lot of these guys can't win without that support. And it has significant ramifications for the upcoming presidential as well. And these are voters, in many cases, that were single-issue voters. They crossed over to vote for Trump because of his stance on immigration, because of his stance on trade, you know, any of these things that he talked about, and they're not seeing results on these issues, and therefore they're not turning out. That's a big problem.
Well, they voted for a president that they felt got them, you know, that he was hearing them out. And now it's, you know, we've got a logjam here and it's not coming through. So what do they expect Trump to do?
Look, Trump is doing as much as he can do. He's been a very active president, but Congress is holding up his accomplishments on a lot of key areas, immigration and Obamacare in particular. Trump cannot do those things by himself. He needs Congress. And right now, Congress has no interest.
Well, we keep hearing back and forth, blue wave, no blue wave, but this is an issue that may bring back the possibility of a blue wave. And, of course, Rachel, we appreciate you reporting on it. Rachel is Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Martinez live.
God, you're so good. Oh God, you're so good. Oh God, you're so good. You're so good to me.
Bill Martinez live.
With you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Danny Huerta joins us now. Danny, of course, with Focus on the Family, parenting expert, counselor, and father of two. Scrambling because the summer is gone. It's back to school time, and we start hearing things like, where's your backpack? You got your lunch? You know, okay, we got to get you in the car in time. Everybody's had breakfast, so where's your homework? It's all coming back into focus right now, huh, Danny?
Yes, Bill, that's so true. You said it just right. There's no perfection in getting back in routine. It's just being intentional about getting there and really adjusting as you go to establish the right routine. Some families don't get to routine till then it's all of a sudden it's Christmas break and then you're having to do that again in January. But it's tough, but you got to get there. It's very helpful to do so.
Well, and, you know, as you write here, the Children's Development Institute recommends starting early. Don't wait too long to establish your back-to-school routine. I know it's coming upon us, and, you know, for some parents, they're going, oh, you know, it's like, you know, looking forward to maybe breathing again, you know, having a couple-hour break while the, you know, kids are back to school. But it's getting them there and then picking them up. It's the bookend experience of the, you know, the school season, right?
Yeah, life kind of forces you back into different routines. I mean, some families said, hey, we just got into our summer routine, and now we're having to get into our back-to-school routine. And, yes, the earlier you start, the better. And that starts simply really the most important ones are meal times together where you're connecting and really giving your children the why behind that. We need to connect. We need to be together, put everything down, stop, and eat together. That's mm-hmm. an important one. Some families do it in the morning, some at night. And some both, and then the bedtime is crucial. The brain has
I tell you, my mother really drove that, you know, about a set bedtime, about, you know, that we needed to make that shift. And that was something she was real good at. And I wondered why, Ben. This was all part of the preparation stage. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up about bedtime. Because, you know, it's summertime. We lax a little bit. You know, we don't have to get up, you know, as early. You can stay up a little bit. But then, you know, and it's tough sometimes because, you know, the kids are used to... You know, they like the flexibility of the summer schedule. But hey, look at we got to get back into school schedule now, right? And apply some self discipline, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't like the lax schedules? But really, it does create safety, order, predictability, and for kids to understand the why behind bedtime is important. But our brain doesn't go to sleep; our body does. It shuts down the places where our body is moving and aware, but during the night, what's happening is the brain is creating a preparation for that next day. It's like cleaning a party that was all day. You're cleaning it, preparing it for the next birthday party coming up, and that's important to realize and to pay attention to in helping them see. You know, just like our house, mm-hmm. we have to go around and pick up, and that's the chore routine to maintain it. So our brain needs the same thing, and at night it's cleaning things out and bringing memories together so we remember things, and then preparing so we can pay attention. And, mm-hmm. and really the other one is regulate our moods and emotions the next day, and that's very important for going to school and also being a part of a family.
Exactly. Well, and at the base about this and what you're suggesting and what I've read over the years from people that know better and really study the numbers, this is that even the most difficult of kids, the one thing that they ask for repeatedly.
What's that?
What can they count on? You know, it's having those rules. You know, they want predictability. Even though they don't, you know, they may not like it, they want to have rules. They want to have structure. And you think, well, wait a minute, you haven't seen my kid. My kid is so outside of structure. I understand that. But all the psychologists and people know, Danny, you could probably address this certainly a lot better with your background and studying and experience in that, is that even the most rambunctious of our kids, they demand order. And the parent goes, how can I order this?
Yeah, the thing is that some parents give up too easily on the limits. Once there's pushback or they themselves as parents feel tired, they change up the rules and limits, and some kids are very unclear with that. The key to that is being consistent, being routine also mm-hmm. in your rules and limits. And as you're consistent, the child begins to see, oh, this is truly a fence that I have to – that I need to respect. And then it takes some time. It takes patience with creating boundaries. And you're right. Kids love structure, love predictability. Lists can be helpful. Certain personalities respond very well to those, and there's certain personalities that don't. What you're doing is you're forming great habits for your child to become an adult and to be able to manage life well. And one thing that you're also creating is the sense of mastery, and routines create that. If you have a routine and you can predict, okay, this is coming, it gives you the sense that I've got this. You know, mm-hmm. life, the next day is coming, and I've got
right.
it. Yeah.
No, you're exactly right here. And I want to encourage parents who may have the tough child, some parents might say maybe two or three, but, you know, that it is a process, and it's worth it in the long run. I know, you know, for us, we had, he was the baby of the family, and he was the biggest challenge of them all. And it's interesting to watch him now that he's gotten older. And some of these things that I never thought in a million years that he would do, he's it's taken him a long time, but he's doing this, and it's all very, very natural. I go and I see him, and he's got a chalkboard, he's got his to-do list, there's order in his life now, thank God. And I'm sitting there going, kid, why couldn't we have done this earlier, you know, because he was constantly kicking at the goat. So I want to just encourage parents that, we'll get through it. It is a process, but hold to your principles, because eventually they'll get it, and hopefully it's sooner than like my 27-year-old son.
Yeah, and Bill, I'd like to add one of them that a lot of people have great intentions with is the the routine of prayer together,
yes,
and time in. And that's the one that gets squeezed out the most. And one routine we're going to have on our parenting team that focus on the family is to spend that like 20 minutes at the beginning of the day, and some families could do this, just 10 minutes, pausing and truly listening to what God has to say in the moment. I challenge families to become the best listeners in prayer, and that takes pausing and having a routine of just stopping for a moment, listening, maybe writing down what God's saying, and then intending to obey that and sharing with one another what God is saying. That would be transformative to families if they can get in the routine of even taking 10 minutes to teach a child to listen carefully to what God's saying, writing it down, sharing it with one another. Part of prayer is listening, and part of it is bringing things before God. Having both of those routines every day will give good pause for the brain. God tells us that he keeps him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him.
Exactly.
We would love peacefulness, and that routine is right there for us. God's told us about it.
Well, one of the things that I've appropriated over the years, Danny, to your point, is that, and it would work really good, especially for the kids in the morning, is take the day, you know, today being the 10th. So you go to Proverbs 10. And you read Proverbs 10, because Proverbs gives us that advice and counsel in dealing with our fellow man. And this could be an encouragement. That could be a good way to start the day. And you can end the day with praise, and you go to Psalms. So you take Psalms 10, and you read Psalm 10 tonight as part of the bedtime prayer. And that refocuses you on, you know, why we praise God and what the things that God has blessed us with. So Psalm for praise, Proverbs for dealing with our fellow man. Maybe tied in with your idea, and I commend you on that. That's awesome, and I think that you know, why would you send your kids out every day without prayer?
Yeah, and I love it. And you know, in our family, we do a weekly, either it's Friday night or Saturday night. They know it's coming. It's our family celebration night, and
we
find something to celebrate together. And in that time, we talk about, hey, where did we see God this week, and how did we do connecting as a family? And it's just a check-in, and it can be simple. You don't have to make it huge, but certainly a routine with that can create a life of celebration in your home, and that's a very helpful routine.
Well, the thing that's so cool about doing God-honoring things is God honors us back. You know,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
And once you experience this, Danny, I'm sure, you know, with your family and that they look forward to Friday nights because of the gift that comes with Friday nights. And it's a gift that, you know, comes from the author and finisher of our faith, you know, the creator of this universe. I mean, how awesome is that, huh?
Oh, yes. I completely agree, Bill. And what, something we've developed a focus for all the families out there is you can go to focusonthefamily.com/best year ever. We want this to be the best year ever for families. And we have some. It's a great free resource for parents to just dig into, and have plenty of good information there to kind of process through.
Danny, I like that. Best year ever, huh? Wow.
Yes.
Hey, that's cool. That's our prayer for everybody. This be your best year ever. We can look forward to getting back to school, getting a routine. Great suggestions here. Again, remind them where they can go and to drill down a little bit deeper into some of these suggestions, Danny.
Excellent. It's focusonthefamily.com/best year ever.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Most of us...